You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Sorry we're so much later than we thought, Mum.
That's all right.
It was an accident. Massive tailback.
Oh, dear.
As if the journey from Heather's wasn't long enough already.
Don't worry about it. There's still plenty of time before supper.
Mum's going to check on the cows.
Okay.
Have you got any washing in that bag, Pip?
Oh, just a couple of things.
You might as well let me have them. I've got a load ready to go in.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
So, cup of tea.
Oh, yes, please.
Lovely.
I expect you could do with one.
Yeah.
How was Heather?
Oh, well,
She's still got all her spirit, hasn't she?
Yeah, that doesn't change, but physically she's pretty frail.
She keeps saying, you don't have to sell up just for me.
Like I told her, that's not the only reason we're moving.
No, of course.
We put in the order for robotic milkers.
Have you now?
Yep. Walk the farm with the rep from the dairy machinery company.
Ross.
We pretty much worked out the fields we'll be using as our grazing platform.
Yeah, which means we were able to identify the site where the milkers will go.
It's this good flat bit, which is pretty much at the centre.
I see.
So, yeah, it made sense to go ahead and place the order.
That's exciting, isn't it?
I assume it's going to take quite a bit of time before everything's installed.
Yeah, well, we can't start the building work till we've got vacant possession.
When will that be, do you think?
March, end of March, if we don't hit any snags. And then we can start adapting the existing buildings.
Yeah, and putting up the new parlour for the robots to go in.
Mm-hmm.
So when would you be ready to move?
End of June, I hope, just as we thought.
Right.
Well, you know, we want to get on with it. Don't think Justin will want us leasing Brookfield for long.
Johnny's helping Tom bag up some carrots and spuds for the co-op. It sounds as if he's got another girlfriend.
I assume you mean Johnny.
Oh, yes. I don't think Tom's got any ambitions in that direction at the moment.
Not after what happened, no.
Johnny, on the other hand...
Seems to be a new girl every week.
Well, that's what it's like when you're 16, isn't it?
I can't remember.
Oh, that is not that long ago. It certainly seems like ancient history for me, though.
So how did he do with his retakes?
Hasn't had the results yet. Sometime this week, I think. Although he wasn't very confident after he'd done them.
Even with the extra help he's been getting?
He's very down on himself about his academic work. Such a shame, because he's enjoying everything else so much.
Well, maybe he'll be pleasantly surprised.
Let's hope so.
But it was the shop he wanted to talk about, Mum.
Yes. I took a delivery over there on Friday. It's not any better, Helen.
Oh, Rob did talk to Tina over a week ago, I think.
Oh, he might well have done, but I couldn't see much of an improvement, I'm afraid. He just doesn't look very loved anymore. Were the takings any better?
Well, actually, they were down on the previous week.
Oh.
Not by much. And you know how it always fluctuated, even when I was running it. I can remember thinking quite often, what on earth's caused this? Could be something as simple as the weather.
Yes, but whatever the short-term effects, I do think we've got a long-term problem there.
I really hope Tina would up her game after Rob's pep talk.
She obviously just doesn't have your flair for retail.
I don't understand it, Mum. She looked like such a good candidate on paper. You know, organics is so much my baby. It was almost like handing Henry over to someone else to bring up.
I can imagine.
Oh, it's a shame I haven't got more time to get involved.
Well, this is what I was wondering. Are you really sure you haven't? I don't think it would need a lot of your time if you could just take back the overall management and direction of the place.
Oh, we would really love to, Mum, really. Get in there and get it buzzing again.
Well, it certainly needs something doing to it.
But I've got so many responsibilities now.
Well, they're not really very different from the responsibilities you had before, are they?
I was spreading myself too thinly then. Nothing was really done as well as I'd like it.
I think you're being a bit hard on yourself, Helen.
The way things are now, Rob and Henry are being properly looked after. And that's really important to me.
And there's still no news of Matt?
Not a word. Other than the text he sent Lillian.
I always knew he was a bit of a weasel, but a text, I ask you.
I didn't even dump Spencer by text, and we weren't even living together or anything.
Well, I'm sure you did it beautifully.
It's not easy having that sort of conversation.
And Matt didn't just dump Lillian. From what I hear, he basically stripped the house bare and fled the country.
Not just the house, their bank accounts too.
Oh, that's awful. So, have you finished, Dad?
Yes, thanks.
Graham?
Not quite, love. Remember that washing, won't you?
Oh, yes, I'll go and get it out now. Oh, Gran, you've cleaned it up.
It's come up nicely, hasn't it?
What's that, Pip?
Look, the old milk bottle Joe Grundy found at Brookfield Dairy.
Oh, yeah.
That's another mystery.
Hmm.
Oh, we should take a photo and ask Auntie Jennifer to put it on the village website.
Good idea.
Hey, it might jog someone's memory.
Hmm.
Hello?
Hi, Sheila.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to say you rang earlier, didn't you, darling?
I wanted a quick word, if that's okay.
With me?
If you've got a minute.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, well, let me just take this photo first.
No, it's all right. We'll go into the office.
Oh, is that the old milk bottle?
Do you have any ideas about it, Sheila?
Not a clue.
I'm going to send it to Auntie Jennifer.
For the village website.
Oh, that's a good idea.
How are things at Home Farm at the moment? Do you know?
Oh, quite tricky from what I gather. I don't think Kate and Phoebe are exactly bonding.
No, that's what I heard.
There.
Well done.
Right, Sheila, do you want to come on through?
I'm not saying you haven't got a lot to do here. Believe me, I know a home takes a lot of running.
It does.
But you only have one child. And I assume Rob does a few things in the house too?
Oh, yeah, he's wonderful. He cooked supper only yesterday.
So, wouldn't it be possible for you to go back part-time? Just a few hours? 2 or 3 days a week?
Just the one biscuit, Henry.
Okay.
Oh, hello, Pat. Thought that was your car.
Hello.
Did you have a good game?
Oh, excellent. Yeah, he's really looking forward to the Six Nations starting.
Oh, yes, that's soon, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be glued to Wales, England on Friday, won't we, Helen?
Oh, yes. Can't wait.
So?
We were just talking about the shop.
Were you? Well, don't mind me.
Yes. I was just saying it needs a bit of input to get it back on track.
Well, I did speak to Tina.
Yes, I said that.
Absolutely. But I think it needs a bit more of a sustained effort. Helen, if you were to go back and work alongside Tina for a bit, see what she's doing and not doing and try to get her working more effectively.
Well,
Tina is employed as a manager, not a trainee. She shouldn't need supervising.
Well, no, I know she shouldn't. In an ideal world, we could just let her run the place according to her own lights. But she's been doing that and, well, you've seen the figures. And you only have to look at the place to know things aren't right.
But surely the answer isn't to double up on the staffing.
I'm not suggesting doubling up. Just a bit of extra managerial supervision for a while.
And how long is a while?
I really don't know. Until things start to pick up. Until Tina starts working more effectively.
Hmm.
All I know is something has to be done.
It's called Exercise Broadsword.
Ooh, sounds impressive.
Oh, sounds absolutely terrifying. It's all about urban unrest, riots, that sort of thing.
Oh, I see.
By now, I think Dan will be role-playing the civilian population.
What, so he'll be the one throwing the petrol bombs?
Oh, I'd rather not think about it. Anyway, David.
Yeah?
The reason I called, I was wondering if you could give me any idea of when the sale's likely to go through.
Oh.
I'm thinking of having an equine swimming pool installed, you see.
Right.
I'm talking to a couple of firms, but obviously they're wondering when I might be in a position to place the order.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't commit yourself to anything at this stage.
No, I haven't. But I'm thinking maybe if I could buy some land locally for a Gallops, then it could open the possibility of getting into training racehorses.
Really, Shula, I think you're getting ahead of yourself.
The sale's going through, though, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is, but you know how these things are. I'm hoping by the end of March.
End of March?
Yeah, but it's a complicated process.
Yeah, I know that.
Can't you just wait until it happens?
I was just trying to get a vague idea, that's all.
It was lovely to see you, Pat. Thanks for popping round.
Oh, yes.
What's the latest on Tony, by the way? He was seeing the orthopaedic surgeon, wasn't he?
Yes, he's going to remove the pins from Tony's lower leg.
Well, that sounds encouraging.
I'm not sure how much of a procedure it is. It's done under sedation rather than a full anaesthetic, anyway.
And when's that likely to happen?
Wednesday.
Oh, good. Well, give him our very best, won't you?
Yes, I will. Bye, love.
Bye, Mum.
And, you will think about what I've said, won't you?
We'll give it some very serious thought. Take care, won't you?
I will. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mum.
I didn't know your mum was coming round.
Well, she rang when you were out with Henry.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure she means well, but I really don't think she's being fair on you.
In what way?
Well, I know she said only a few hours a week, but it wouldn't stop at that, would it?
Wouldn't it?
Well, you know it wouldn't, Helen. Once you started to get involved, you'd get pulled further and further in. Tina would know that she could coast because you'd be there to pick up the slack. And that would ruin any chance of her ever performing to her full potential.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, and you know what that would mean for us, don't you? No more lovely lunchtimes together. We could forget about going hunting.
Well, there's Saturdays.
Yeah, but the shop's open on Saturdays, isn't it? It's all-consuming. You know what you're like. When you're doing something, you do it to the very best of your ability.
I can be a bit of a perfectionist.
Yeah, and that's something I love about you. But I know exactly what will happen. You'll never switch off, and then we'd be back to where we were before. You'd be stressed, feeling guilty. Look, if you really think there's no alternative but to get involved with the shop again, then of course you must do that.
No, I think you might be right.
I really think you need to put yourself first.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Rob.
I haven't done anything.
No, you just know me so well.
Well, you wanted to create a reaction.
Yeah, of course I did. But I thought it would just be local people. Hey, look. This woman's talking about a similar road scheme in East Anglia.
That's how the internet works, Mum. People have probably shared your blog all around the world.
Kate, I hardly think that's likely.
It's a global village now. This sort of battle between indigenous communities and big business is happening all over the planet. It's one of the things I'm hoping to fight against when I finish my course.
Well, that's admirable, I suppose.
It wouldn't surprise me if the campaign against Route B becomes an example for environmentalists in the future.
Oh, that would be nice, of course, but I would rather we focused on the here and now.
I'm off now, Granny.
Oh.
Are you, sweetheart? Do you need a lift?
No, thanks.
I don't mind.
I'm getting the bus, thanks.
Well, just to the bus stop, then. It looks like rain.
I'll be fine.
Will you be home at the normal time, darling?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Phoebe, I know what we could do this evening. The Uni Film Club is showing Amelie.
I've seen it.
Well, on television, yes, but it's always nicer on the big screen. And you'd probably understand most of it even without the subtitles, wouldn't you?
Yeah, maybe.
And I thought we could maybe eat out afterwards.
Yeah. I've got to go. Bye, Granny.
Bye, darling.
Well, I'll book a table then.
I don't want to miss my bus.
Hey, bye, Phoebe.
I'll see you later then. You really need to get things properly sorted out with Phoebe, you know.
That's what I am doing. What do you think tonight's about?
No, Kate. She doesn't need treats or meals out. You need to sit down with her and have an open, honest conversation.
We can talk after the film.
No. You can't buy her forgiveness.
I'm not trying to.
You need to speak to her like Hayley does. She behaves like a mother, not a would-be friend.
I can behave like a mother.
Well, start doing it then. You've got a lot of making up to do.
Come on, then.
Ah, you've already started milking.
Oh, hello, Mike. Yeah, didn't have nothing else on, so thought I might as well. You all right?
Me? Yeah, fine. I was just hoping to catch you before you started, that's all.
What's up?
I hope we could have a little talk, Ed.
Well, we can talk now, if you like.
No.
I can talk and work.
No, I'd rather not.
What's this about, Mike?
Is there any chance you could call round Willow Cottage later?
Is this serious?
It's just... I'd rather just say it when you can concentrate proper. Or I could see you tomorrow after I finish the round.
No. If it's important, I'll call round tonight.
Good. I'll see you later, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming. Phoebe.
Hello.
Oh, come in. Have we lost your key?
No, I...
You don't have to knock, love. This is your home.
I just wanted to...
Sorry. I haven't been long in from work.
Take away for tea?
No. Haven't eaten yet. This is from, We could get one, if you like.
No, that's all right.
Or I could cook something.
No, I only wanted to bring you this.
Oh. Phoebe. Thank you so much, that's so kind.
It's just a card.
No, that's lovely of you. Oh, yeah. Very good.
They didn't have much to choose from.
No, well... Cheese and wine, I like them. On this very special day, may you be blessed with rest and play.
Sorry about the rhyme.
Well, rhymes in cards, they're always a bit... Anyway, these are the words that count. Happy birthday. From Phoebe. Thank you, sweetheart.
It's nothing, really.
No, it's... I can't tell you what it means to me.
Right, then, I'd better be...
No, don't rush off. You can stay for a minute, can't you?
Well...
Please. Go on, sit down.
All right. Just for a minute.
Good girl. I'll, put this next to Abby's. Pride of place, eh?
Abby sent you a card.
Yeah, made it herself.
That's nice. Is that all you've got?
Yeah. But, you know... People tend to say happy birthday on Facebook nowadays, don't they?
I guess so. Did you get any nice presents?
Grandad and Grandma Vicky got me some aftershave and Auntie Brenda sent me a card on a scarf.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Always useful. And got a gift voucher from work.
Oh.
Probably get myself a book or something with it.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Never mind me. I want to hear about you. What's happening in your life?
Thanks for popping round, Ed.
That's all right. Is Vicky not about?
No, she's taking Beth to buy new shoes. Probably stuck in the rush hour traffic on the way home, though.
All right.
Look, sit down, Ed.
Thanks.
Do you want a beer or something?
No, you're all right.
Cup of tea?
No, thanks, Mike. Look, if you've got something to say, you might as well get on with it.
Okay then. Right, well, what it is, we ain't had a lot of luck so far finding the right house in Birmingham.
No.
You know that place we put the offer on fell through?
Yeah.
And Vicky's, well, she's getting a bit antsy, to be honest, and she reckons it's holding us up trying to find a buyer for the milk round.
So are you, what, are you not going to sell up then?
Oh, no, the round's still for sale, but... Well, so far no one's been interested in the processing and bottling side.
I see.
It's just so niche.
So what are you saying?
Look, Ed, it ain't been an easy decision. You know I done my best trying to sell the whole operation.
And I appreciate it.
And I will still try to do that, of course.
But
if someone comes along... who only wants the delivery business, and it's a fair offer...
You're going to say yes?
I don't think I've got much choice. Not if we want to get on and find a decent place in Brum. Look, I am sorry, mate.
You know what this means for me, Mike.
It might be all right. You're producing a great product.
It doesn't matter how great it is if no one's buying it.
No, I'm sure you'll find an outlet somewhere. And who knows? Maybe someone will want the processing as well.
Yeah, maybe.
So, this...
Alex?
How did you meet him?
On New Year's Eve, at the Young Farmer's Day.
Oh, right. And you like him, then?
He's all right.
And, you done anything nice? Been out anywhere?
We've mainly been WhatsApping.
Right.
He lives in Beckwell.
Oh, yeah. Bit tricky to get to. Well, if you ever needed a lift.
We normally meet in Borchester.
Oh, that's great. I'm really pleased for you, Phoebe.
All right, Dad. We're not engaged or anything.
No, I know. It's just... It's nice to hear that things are going well for you.
Thanks.
And I mean it about the lifts. I'd be more than happy.
Okay. Well, I'll bear it in mind.
And, has Alex come round for tea or anything? You know, to Home Farm?
God, no.
Oh, I just thought...
Not with Mum there.
No, fair enough. How is your mother?
Pathetic. And here to stay, it seems.
How do you mean?
She's not going back to South Africa.
But I thought she was just here for a course.
Lucas has chucked her out.
Why's he done that?
She had an affair.
Oh.
So that's both of you, isn't it?
I... Phoebe.
Look, I really do need to get back.
Phoebe, you know how sorry I am.
I only wanted to drop the card off.
Well, I'm sorry it ain't better news, Ed.
Well, I guess I should thank you for being honest.
I always try to be.
But Phoebe, love, you don't want to be out in this weather.
I'm all right.
Oh, hello, Phoebe.
Hello, Grandad.
You all right, Roy? Yeah, hi, Ed.
Are you,
Phoebe just called round.
Oh, that's nice.
But I've got to go home now.
Home?
Well, Jennifer and Brian's.
You ain't walking, are you?
I'll be fine.
Well, I could give you a lift if you like.
Could you?
No, I can run you back, Phoebe.
No, that's great. Thanks, Ed.
Is that all right, Roy? Yeah. Whatever Phoebe wants.
Right, okay then. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Mike. Yeah, I'll keep you informed.
Yeah, thanks. Goodbye, sweetheart. It's been lovely to see you. Pop round any time.
I know. Bye, Grandad.
Yeah, take care, love.
Oh, and happy birthday, Roy. Yeah, thanks.
Is that why she come round?
Yeah, brought me a card.
Oh, that's great, Roy.
Well, that's what I thought. We were really making progress till Kate's name came up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it turns out she's fouled everything up with Lucas and she's back for good.
Is she?
Yeah, and that's the last thing I need. Kate bad-mouthing me to Phoebe morning, noon and night.
Where on earth have you been?
College.
Till this time?
Leave me alone, Mum.
You told your gran you'd be home at the normal time.
I'm not that late.
It's too late to see the film.
Who said we were going to see any film?
We arranged it earlier.
No, we didn't.
And a nice meal afterwards.
A nice meal with you.
Phoebe!
I'm not interested in your happy family fantasies, Mum.
I wanted to do something nice for you.
To make yourself feel better, you mean?
You definitely agreed.
No, I didn't.
And when you weren't home on time, well, I mean, I must have sent you a dozen texts.
Well, next time, save your thumbs.
The least you could have done is to say you were going to be late. You should keep me informed.
Why?
Because I'm your mother.
You never knew what time I was coming home when you were in South Africa.
Well, things are different now.
Oh, they certainly are. And why? Because you screwed things up out there so badly you couldn't stay.
Hey. What on earth's going on?
And now you're back. You're screwing things up here.
Phoebe!
I was seeing Dad, all right? And I didn't say anything because I knew you'd go postal about
it. Well, he's obviously upset you.
He's upset me.
I think you should stay away from him. Don't get involved.
Don't tell me what to do. He's my dad and I'll do what I like with him.
Well,
you see, Mum, that's the trouble. Roy sets her such a bad example.
I'm sorry.
No wonder she's upset.
Kate, I'm your mother and you know I love you. But sometimes I wonder if you can actually hear the words that come out of your mouth.
Oh, hiya, Ruth. It's Ed. I'm not so good, if I'm honest. Yeah, I've I've had a bit of bad news, and I could really do with some advice. It's about the business. I really don't know what to do.
This is excellent, Helen.
It's from that cookbook you bought me. It's quite simple.
Well, it looks so lovely, too.
I thought it would work as a starter for a dinner party.
Oh, no. This is far too good to share with other people.
So what have you got on this afternoon, Rob?
Well, Raff wants to talk about adjusting the ration. Then I'm going to pop into Borsetshire Farmers for a few things.
Nice to get out of the office.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Why do people always ring at mealtimes?
Oh, no.
Bet it's just PPI or something.
Oh, no, it's Tina. Hi, Tina. What? Tina, slow down.
You're doing a great job keeping the lawn free of leaves, Bert.
Oh, thank you. I'm leaving them on the flower beds, though.
Yes, I see.
They'll keep things a bit warmer.
Nature's insulation.
Exactly. But on the veg patch, I'm going to put some polythene down, if you don't mind.
Well, why should I mind?
Well, it's not really pretty to look at.
Ah.
But it'll warm up the soil, ready for the early sowing.
You know best.
Well, I've already mulched the raised beds to keep your weeds down and condition the soil.
I can see.
It's well-rotted manure from Brookfield, that is.
Ready access to manure. One of the many advantages of being back in the countryside. In Bristol, there was almost a black market in the stuff.
Oh, no need for that here. David lets me take however much I need.
You are truly blessed, Bert.
Can't complain.
It looks as if you're nearly done for the day.
Well, just a bit. Once I've weighed the polythene down. Mrs. Tregarthen? Are you rushing off anywhere?
Oh, not this afternoon, no.
Well, because I was thinking, once I've got cleaned up, do you fancy a bit of a dance practice?
Here?
Well, I was thinking in your lounge if we push the chairs back.
Not tangoing through the turnips, then?
Well, I expect you've got some suitable music, haven't you?
Well, I'm sure I could find something. But isn't it, well, you know, cheating?
Oh, I wouldn't call it that.
What would you call it?
Well, it's more seizing the opportunities that life brings you.
No, Tina, don't worry. I'll be in as quick as I can. Okay? Yeah. Bye.
What on earth's going on?
The shop's had a spot check from Environmental Health. They found several items in the chiller past their sell-by date.
What?
I know, so basic. Tina's in a terrible state. She's worried they'll close the place down.
Well, that's hardly likely, not for something like that.
That's what I told her, but obviously it needs sorting out.
Quite. Well, presumably she's already thrown them away.
Nope. She's going to hold on to them for me to look at.
What are you doing?
Going to the shop.
Now?
Well, of course.
Well, what about lunch?
Yes, I'm sorry to abandon you.
I meant yours.
Oh, no, I'm okay.
Is this really necessary, Helen?
Definitely. Well, who knows what else I might find?
Well, I could take a look when I'm in town.
That's sweet of you, darling, but I really feel that I need to do it. I tell you what you could do, though.
What?
Collect Henry from nursery.
But, I mean, can't you do that?
I don't know what I'm going to find at the shop. It could take hours to sort out. And if you're going to Borsetshire Farmers, it's not much of a detour. You won't have to look after him. You can drop him off with me.
I don't know how long this meeting with Raff will take.
Oh, please, Rob. It is an emergency, after all.
Thanks again, Bert.
No, thank you.
See you tonight.
Looking forward to it. Aye, aye.
Joe!
You dance around the front.
What are you doing? Looking
getting
out
an unfair
here.
Advantage.
Have you been spying on me?
Well, you were just passing.
Oh, yeah, very likely.
Well, just because you tidies her garden don't give you access to all areas.
You've been practising too.
I ain't talking about me.
With Clary and even young Emma, that's what my Frieda is.
Ah, well, it's different. They didn't take an advantage of a flagrant lady.
I'm not taking advantage.
Ah, well, I want extra time with her at the class
tonight. Oh, do you? Well, that's for Mrs. Tregarthen to decide.
So, let's have a look at the olives now. Oh, you see, Tina, it's the same here. This is the 28th of Feb, but these are the 14th.
But they're still in Danes.
Yes, but the 28th of Febrons are in the front and they should have been put to the back. Otherwise, the same thing's going to happen.
Yes, Helen, it's obviously good practice to rotate. It was probably Anya.
I find that hard to believe, Tina. Anya's worked here for years. Stock rotation's second nature to her.
Well...
No, it's true. You're new to food retail, but she isn't. And if you don't mind me saying, the state of the stockroom isn't helping.
Well, it's not very big.
All the more reason to be really organised. It's a jumble in there.
Reps keep dropping point-of-sale material off, Helen. To be honest with you, it's a complete nuisance.
I understand that sometimes it might be inconvenient. You could just say no, couldn't you?
I suppose so.
But I'm sure some of it would be useful for promotions. Right, well, look, let's get this chiller sorted out. Then we'll take a proper look in there, OK?
This isn't a good time, Jess. I'm about to pick Henry up. Yes, I am a good father, actually. Well, no, the difference is I've got nothing to do with Ethan. I wouldn't have agreed to that stupid name for a start. Because I know. Jess, let me make this perfectly clear. I have no intention of taking a DNA test, and I'm certainly not paying maintenance for your little bastard. I've got to go. Henry!
Where's Mummy?
Well, Mummy's busy today, so I'm the lucky one. How's my favourite boy,
We might as well put the shelf dangler on as well.
All right, if you want. It's very bright, isn't it?
Well, that's the message. Reminds people of summer and the sun they're not getting at the moment.
Excuse me. There.
Excellent. And you know the target groups?
Mums, pregnant women and the over 65s.
Mm-hmm. Easy enough to spot. And don't assume they know that they're at risk. Just ask them if they've considered a vitamin D supplement.
I will.
Great.
Medical timing.
Oh, a picture. How lovely.
Afternoon, Tina.
Hello.
Well, this is looking a bit spruced up.
Yeah, we've had a really good sort out, haven't we, Tina?
We've certainly been busy.
I expect you can't wait to have it all to yourself again, can you?
Well, there's a few more things we need to look at.
Mummy, I'm hungry.
And you're always hungry after nursery, aren't you?
Making this masterpiece has given you an appetite, hasn't it? What's for supper?
Oh, I haven't had a minute to think about it. Dance class tonight, too.
Oh, you're surely not planning on going to that? Not after this afternoon?
Yes. We're both going, aren't we?
I really can't see the point.
Well, Ian's arranged his night off, specially.
When are you going to find time to cook?
Can't we get a takeaway?
Yeah, a takeaway!
Really?
Well, Henry likes the idea, don't you, darling?
Can we have pizza, please, Rob?
And then I can finish off here properly.
All right.
Awesome!
I suppose just this once won't hurt.
I didn't know Mike and Vicky were going to make us swap partners.
You're not complaining, are you, Ian?
No. You're the one who should be complaining.
Not at all. You're doing very well.
Yeah. Carol, I've only stood on your foot twice now.
I barely felt a thing.
Oh, corner coming up. That's it.
Well done. And that's Helen isn't here anyway.
Yeah, no, I would have been dancing by myself. Or with Vicky, which is a lot scarier.
She is keen on a strong top line, isn't she?
Top line? If I think about anything other than my feet, I'm going to fall down those stairs. Look, you're lovely to dance with, though, Carol.
Thank you. I hope Fallon's enjoyed being partnered by Joe for a change.
I wouldn't count on it. Bert and Caroline seem okay, though. Although, you know, I think Bert and Joe would both prefer to be dancing with you. I'm going to end up with a garden fork in my back if I'm not careful.
It's such fun.
Fun?
But for me, I mean, at my age, to be the object of male rivalry.
Oh, sorry I'm late.
Oh, Helen.
We wondered if you were coming.
We had a... there was a bit of a... Oh, well, it was difficult to get away.
Do you want to stop, Joe?
Sure. Bit much of a 93-year-old is jitterbugging.
Oh, it's hardly jitterbugging, Joe. Just a little gentle swing.
Yeah. I was all right with a fox trot. I still got a lovely glide on me, you know.
You're doing amazingly well.
Don't say it.
What?
For a man of my age. I don't need no patronisation, Carol Trigard.
Quite right. You're doing very well, full stop. Yeah.
Well, thank goodness it's all over.
Anyway, I'm no spring chicken myself. I don't want to be twirling around like Fallon and her comely constable.
Oh, look at you. Oh,
yeah, what are you talking about?
I hope you've got the paramedics on standby.
Oh, get away.
Well, you're a face. I drug beetroot less purple than that.
You're not fine, Bert Fright. I can fix
that. On the canvas and out for the camp, more like.
Well, you're the one that's going to need artificial restoration.
Ah, give it up, Joe.
Gentlemen, please. Yeah,
the only thing I'll die of is die laughing. Watching you try to quickstep.
There's nothing wrong with my quickstep.
Goose step, more like.
Oh, you take that back,
Joe.
No.
Bert,
listen,
play nicely.
One of the best things I do.
Well, well, you said, or will I?
What?
Joe and Bert. Looks like murder on the dance floor.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Don't give up the day job.
Oh, no, no, Ian. It's just me.
Well, you've had a bit of a day then.
You could say that. Tina, our manager at the shop.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't really on top of things at the moment. We had some trouble with environmental health.
Oh, dear.
But, well, actually, I quite enjoyed going in and sorting it out. Took some time, though. And, well, we had to have a takeaway pizza for supper.
Shock horror.
And then Rob didn't want to come tonight.
Well, I mean, it's not like he really needs the dance lessons, is it?
No, but we'd arranged a babysitter, but, well, he said he'd rather stay at home with Henry.
Well, and I didn't want harm him, you know, or the occasional takeaway.
Oh, I suppose not. Anyway, how about you? Have you firmed up plans for the wedding yet?
No, well, nothing concrete. It's just Adam's so busy at the moment.
Even without the estate work?
Yeah, well, that's why. He's going all over looking for more contracting.
Right. Must be worrying.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, there is one silver lining. At least he's finally shot at working with Charlie Thomas.
I've been doing my best to unpick things, but it's just so depressing.
Mm, it must be.
Every time I look at the paperwork, it just gets worse and worse.
Oh.
You know, I thought Matt, not being a director of AmSci, would have protected me, but he seems to have got his hands on everything. He's obviously been planning it for some time.
You poor thing.
Anyway, it's way beyond my abilities to sort things out. I've had to hand it all over to my accountant. I can't bear it any longer.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, hello, David. I just had to come up here to get some lunch.
Right. Lillian, listen, if there's anything that we can do...
Thanks, David, but I'm not sure there's anything anyone can do. I'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Lunch?
Hmm.
Hope there's some food in that bag as well.
Yeah, she's in a bad way.
Well, who wouldn't be?
If I ever get my hands on Matt.
Don't think there's much chance of that. Not unless you're planning a trip to Costa Rica.
Believe me, I've considered it.
You fancy a quick half, Adam?
Have you got time?
Yeah, actually. It's the calm before the storm at home. Won't start lambing till the weekend at the earliest.
Oh, actually, no, I can't really fit it in. Sorry.
Oh, no worries.
I'm joining a farm at Elwes Wood in half an hour.
Oh, yeah? Potential contracting work?
No, sadly not. At least, I don't think so. Someone's asked me for a bit of advice.
Oh, who's that then?
Actually, it's Charlie.
What, Charlie Thomas?
Yeah, and as far as I know, RB has the contract for that farm.
Phew, that's a bit of a cheek, isn't it?
In what way?
Well, he sacked you. And he still expects you to come running when he snaps his fingers.
No, it's... No, it wasn't like that.
I was in town this morning. Called into Ambridge Organics.
Yes?
Yeah, I must admit, I haven't been going there so much lately, but I needed some chilli oil, and would you believe Underwoods had sold out?
You'd think they'd make that a priority.
I think they had a bit of a spring clean at Organics. It was looking... brighter in there somehow.
Well, that's good, Jenny. And how have things been going with the Save campaign?
Well, I don't know if I'd mentioned the response to my blog.
The one asking Justin Elliott to answer those allegations?
Yes, yes. Well, he's been getting a lot of replies.
Splendid!
Let me show you.
Is that one of those tablet things?
Yes, yes.
David keeps saying I should get one.
Well, you should, Jill.
Don't know what I'd use it for.
Oh, wouldn't be without mine. It's the first thing I look at in the morning, last thing at night.
Really?
Now.
I wonder what Brian thinks of that.
Here we are. Look.
Gosh, what a lot of comments.
I warn you, though, by no means all of them are positive.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Mind you, that's the internet for you.
The countryside is not a museum for the enjoyment of the privileged few.
Well, of course it isn't.
Lack of housing is a national crisis, particularly for young people.
Oh, completely missing the point, of course.
Shouldn't rural communities be doing their bit in trying to solve the problem?
I mean, this is about a road, not housing. But, see, there are plenty of people who support us as well.
You've certainly caused a bit of a storm.
Well, that's good. And I hope Miss Reliot's feeling the cold winds blowing. Anyway, may I...
Of course.
That wasn't what I wanted to show you, actually. You know I put up that picture of the Brookfield Dairy Milk bottle?
Yes, the one Pip took.
Yeah, well, someone's responded. They live in Dorset now, but they grew up here. And they keep in touch with the Ambridge website.
I suppose David and Ruth will be doing that when they move.
She's posted a picture of her own. There, look.
Oh, a horse-drawn milk cart. What a nurse is doing there.
Well, I think that's the old cottage hospital.
Yes, you could be right.
I know it's not very good quality, but the wording on the side of the card could well be Brookfield Dairy.
I suppose it could be.
Uh-huh. And look at the man in the white apron. Isn't that...
Good Lord.
I think that's Dan.
You can see the fissures.
Yes, it's pretty eroded, isn't it?
And every time we get rain, it's just washing the soil away.
Not surprising. It's a pretty light loam. What was in here before?
Maize. So what would you suggest?
Well, you need to get a cover crop in here sharp.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I'd suggest going for a green manure first.
Okay.
But, Charlie, surely this is stuff you know already.
Well, yeah. Yes, I guess so. Well, it's just useful to have it confirmed by an expert.
Flatterer.
No, really. And to be honest...
Yeah?
Oh, now we're not working together. I miss the interactions we used to have.
What, where you tell me I'm not doing things in a timely manner?
Well, that isn't all I told you.
No.
Adam, can I speak freely?
That depends on what you're going to say.
Well, the fact is... I've never met anyone quite like you before.
I don't really know how to take that.
Well, you take it as a compliment.
Okay.
But my life... I mean, my social life. I've had flings in the past with people. Various people.
Various men?
Men and women.
Okay.
No, I know, but that's all they've been. Flings. I've never really had what you might call a proper relationship.
Uh-huh.
You see... My father. What people don't realise is that he's... Okay, he's very ambitious for me, and I'm ambitious for myself. So for as long as I remember, it's been work, work, work. And for a long time, that was enough.
But you're starting to feel it isn't enough anymore.
Exactly. I mean, I've got friends, people I can go for a drink with, and if I want more, then there's always dating sites.
Yeah.
It's quick and easy, but it's meaningless, and it gets to you. Once you've said goodbye and...
You're on your own. In an empty bed, in an empty house.
I knew you'd understand.
So, we had a very awkward evening. Kate insisted that Phoebe had agreed to see the film.
And had she?
Oh, well, I think it was a more tenuous arrangement than Kate thought.
Ah.
And since then... Phoebe seems to be doing her best to avoid Kate completely.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Oh, afternoon.
Jenny, show David that photo.
What's this?
Oh, yes.
Someone saw the photo of the milk bottle and sent him one of their own.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Uh-huh.
I think that might be our grandfather.
Yeah. A lot younger than I remember him. When was this, do you reckon?
Oh, 1930s, maybe.
And Grandad was born when?
1896.
Okay.
Well, it looks like the sort of photograph that newspapers published. So we're going to the library to do some research. See if we can find more details.
Oh, right. What, now, you mean?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm afraid I can't this afternoon. I promised I'd call in on Lillian.
Oh, I think that might be a good idea.
Yeah. As you can imagine, she's taking this whole Matt thing pretty hard.
So, why are you telling me all this, Charlie?
I need some advice. Some real advice, I mean, not about soil erosion and cover crops.
What makes you think I'm the one to give it to you?
Well, like I said, you understand. Look, I feel ready to commit to someone.
You've got to find them first.
Well, maybe I have.
Look, I do remember what it's like. Being your age, your friends, they're pairing off, they're settling down, having kids made.
Yes.
And you look at that, at what they've got, and you start to want some of it for yourself. Some of the closeness, I mean, the togetherness.
The sort of thing you have with Ian.
Yes.
I see you guys together, and, well, I'm jealous.
Of what we've got?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we do have a good thing going. I'm very lucky.
So, do I take it you're just a good old-fashioned one-man guy?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Well, yes, I am.
Right.
Charlie, if things were different...
Yes?
If I were free, then who knows?
But you're not free. Is that what you're saying?
Do you want one?
Oh, no thanks.
Or there's some whiskey. One of the few things Matt left behind.
Oh, really, Lillian? I'm fine.
It's there if you change your mind.
Oh, sorry, I'm a bit late.
It's all right.
I had to stop to take a call from Radio Borsetshire.
What on earth did they want?
Well, you know I wrote this blog.
Blog?
On the Save website.
Mm.
Well, never mind, I did. And they want to interview me about it. Quite a surprise, but very gratifying.
Yeah, I suppose it will be, Jenny.
So I'm going in next Tuesday.
Good for you.
So, how are things?
Honestly? Absolutely terrible. Oh. I'm at wit's end with the business.
How are you for money?
Well, as far as I can see, anything that could easily be converted into cash has been.
Not Amside's properties.
No, we've still got those. So there's some income coming in.
Oh, well, that's good.
But, you know, I don't want to be running Amside forever. I thought we'd retire soon and spend the rest of our lives.
Oh, Lillian.
Together, you know, having fun.
Oh, it's all right. Oh,
I mean, I always knew it was a row. That was part of the attraction, and all right. I know I haven't always been a saint myself, but this... so cowardly.
Perhaps he was too proud to ask for help.
No. Some little tarts turned his head. I should have seen the signs, you know, popping off for odd meetings. I didn't know about long rounds of golf. I thought he was just, you know, Matt being Matt. He always had to have his little deals on the side.
Mm.
Yeah, well, we know what he has on the side now, and she's got him. I've got nothing.
Oh, there. Oh, come on. You know, I hate you rattling around in this place on your own with all these memories. I think you should come and stay with us for a while.
No. It's really kind of you, Jenny, but I couldn't.
Why not?
Well, Brian, I mean... He isn't going to want me around the place, is he?
Oh, don't you worry about Brian. You leave him to me.
What have you been up to this morning? Well, I noticed that one or two of the jumble sale posters were looking a bit tattered, so I printed off some more and replaced them.
Gracious me.
Well, as it's for Save, we want to give it the best publicity possible.
Indeed we do, Robert. I'm hoping it won't be just a fundraiser. Every Save-related event is a PR opportunity, too.
In what way?
Well, it shows the community pulling together for a common cause, doesn't it?
Oh, I suppose it does, Jim, yeah.
May I join you, gentlemen?
Of course.
Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
You all right, Brian?
Is it that obvious?
Your brow does have a degree of furrow to it.
Jenny dropped a bit of a bombshell this morning.
Did she?
She's invited Lillian to stay with us for a bit. Well, I'm not sure if you've heard, but Matt's done a bunk.
Ah, yes. Rumours along those lines have been heard in the village shop.
Well, it's true.
She must be in a terrible state.
Oh, yes, I expect she is.
A very sisterly gesture to put her up for a while.
Absolutely, but what Jenny hasn't taken into account is that the house is riddled with women already.
Ah.
Only a few months ago, my domestic life was calm and well-ordered. Well, after the kitchen had been finished anyway. Then out of the blue, Phoebe moved in.
Sympathise with you there. Having a teenage girl in the house isn't easy.
Yeah, but to be honest, Phoebe on her own wasn't too much trouble. The problem started when Kate turned up. She seems to thrive on chaos. She certainly creates enough of it.
Lindy was always rather fond of Kate, as I recall.
Do you want her? You're very welcome.
Thanks.
The trouble is, Kate wants to be Phoebe's best friend. And Phoebe's just not interested. I mean, I won't go into all the details, but suffice to say, Phoebe is not impressed with either of her natural parents at the moment.
No, I'm sure.
And now Lillian's being parachuted in. Hardly think it's going to make things less stressful. I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, I feel sorry for her. But I'm not going to get a moment's peace.
So we'll be seeing you in here more often?
You may well. And Jenny's flapping already because Radio Borsuch is going to interview her. You might know that already.
I didn't, actually.
Interview her? What about?
That rather incendiary blog she wrote the other week.
The one about Justin Elliott?
That's the one.
So, Jennifer the radio star. I wonder what Linda will make of that.
Well, I'm sure she'll be delighted at the publicity that the cause is getting.
Yes, I'm sure she will.
But perhaps it would be better if I broke the news to her rather than anyone else.
Understood.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave you contemplating your fate, Brian. Unless you'd like to join us for an afternoon's bird watching at Arkwright Lake.
That's very tempting, but Jenny's dragooned me into helping Lillian move her things.
Ah.
It's like making a condemned man tie his own noose.
I couldn't believe it when I saw the results.
And you passed both of them?
Yep, maths and English. Only just mine.
Well, a pass is a pass, Johnny. OK, pull it tight. Right.
That OK?
Yeah.
Means I can concentrate on the rest of the course for a bit. The stuff I enjoy.
And are you enjoying it?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I still prefer working here on the farm, though.
Even in this weather.
I don't mind. Hi, Tom.
Hiya. Oh, come to check up on us, has he? How you doing?
Yeah, fine. We've got all the posts in.
So I see. Do you want a hand?
I haven't quite finished packing, I'm afraid.
No, that's fine, Lillian. No, look, you take as long as you need. In fact, look, if you'd rather leave it till tomorrow...
No, it won't take me long now.
Whoa, that's a good-sized bag.
Yes, isn't it? I think I should get them all in.
Is that wardrobe just for shoes?
Well, it makes sense having them all in one place.
Yeah, it's not the location, it's the quantity.
Well, you know how women love shoes, Brian. Mm.
Oh. What is it?
Oh, these beauties. Oh. Matt bought them for me in Paris. I wore them the same evening. We had such a lovely night.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Do you... I've got a hanky if you need one.
No, I'm not going to let it get to me.
Now, look, would it be best if you didn't bring them?
No, they're mine, and I will do what I like with them. He isn't going to beat me.
Oh, that's the spirit.
I can't tell you what a boost it was when Jenny invited me to move in with you.
Well, you're very welcome, of course. We'll be delighted to have you for a while, and I'm sure that after a few days or a week or so, you'll be fully recovered and able to pick up your life as normal.
Well, I can tell you I'd be happy never to set foot in this house again.
Well, don't say that.
There's too many memories.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll feel differently soon.
No. What he's done, it's just tainted the place for me.
Oh, I didn't know you felt like that.
Don't think I could ever be comfortable here again now.
I see. Oh, Lillian, are you only bringing shoes?
Oh, no, darling. All my clothes and other things are packed and ready to go.
When you say all your clothes...
Well, everything's in the utility room.
Have you heard from your dad recently, Tom?
Mum was there this morning. He's got a splint on his leg now.
Huh?
And they can take it off for physio, you know, to get the knee and ankle moving.
Oh. Sounds good.
Still can't put any weight on it, though.
Well, that'll come.
Yeah.
Give him my best if you see him.
I will.
I'll try to visit him at the weekend.
He'd like that. Right. Well, you're making good progress here.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you've got better things to do, Tom. We can manage. Thanks for your help, though.
That's okay. You're nearly done.
Yeah.
Great. Is everything all right, Neil?
Yeah, why shouldn't it be?
I mean, you're happy with the job, are you?
Well, yeah, the fencing's fine. I mean, you know perfectly well what I thought of putting the pigs here.
Yes.
I told you, I reckon this grass had more life in it than Ashfield.
Yes,
but
I know.
You seem to have made up your mind already.
Well,
it's done now. No point in discussing it. Come on, Johnny.
Okay.
We'd best crack on if we're going to finish it today.
Brian's missing out.
Yeah, it's turning into not a bad afternoon.
Teal?
Yeah, I saw that, Jim. Such beautiful plumage.
Yes.
I'll tick that one off.
Oh, Birds of Borsetshire.
Do you know it?
I've got it. Christine bought it me for Christmas.
Really? Linda bought it for me for Christmas.
It's rather well done, I think.
This checklist at the back is irresistible.
Of course, I marked off the teal some weeks ago.
Oh, did you? Well, it's not as if it's rare.
May I have a look, Robert?
All right.
Oh. How many species do you think you've logged?
With the teal, that's 40-odd. So far.
Really? You have been busy.
Well, I haven't got out much. It's mostly the common ones.
How about you?
Me?
How many have you logged?
Oh, a similar number.
How similar?
Oh, there or thereabouts. I've been quite busy with the save campaign, of course.
Of course.
And the shop. Are you sure about this one, Robert?
Which one?
The marsh tit. Are you sure it wasn't a willow tit?
Quite sure.
Did you hear its call, then?
No.
Because you know the light patch on the wing isn't a reliable identifier.
I'm well aware of that.
How can you be so confident, then?
Patrick Hennessy confirmed it.
Patrick?
It was on a guided bird walk in Downham Forest.
Oh, I see. Getting professional help. I'm not sure that's quite in the spirit.
Didn't I see you checking an app on your phone earlier, when we saw the female Putchard?
Oh, now, that's quite different.
Sounds like enlisting professional help to me.
Oh, is that a water rail, I wonder?
Where?
In the reeds on the right. Rather difficult to make out.
Just pop it down with the others for the minute.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
It's just as well Matt left most of the luggage. Oh, I still have to put some stuff in boxes, though.
I didn't realise there'd be this much.
Well, I didn't want to be popping back every 5 minutes.
No, I imagine you've got enough for all four seasons here. In several different climates. To be honest, Lillian, I'm not sure if it's all going to fit in the car.
Well, it's not far, Brian. I mean, we could make a couple of journeys if we have to.
I'd have brought a trailer if I'd realised. I suppose we might manage if we fill up the back seat as well.
Oh, actually, darling, I was hoping my reading light might go on the back seat.
Reading light? We do have lights, you know, Lillian.
Of course you do, Brian, but I've had it since my days in Guernsey, and it won't feel like home without it.
I see. Well, of course, you absolutely must make yourself at home.
So we are agreed. It was definitely a water rail.
Definitely.
A good one to tick off, then. They're such a secretive species.
Mm.
May I borrow your pen?
In a second.
Thank you. I do think the rarities section is appealing.
Not much chance of seeing a hoopoe in Borsetshire.
No, nor a golden oriole. But I love their evocative names.
Thank you.
I do think you're missing the point slightly there, Robert.
Really? About what?
My using an app. That's a very different thing from your guided walk.
Well, I can't see how.
It's perfectly in order to use reference sources to confirm one's suspicions, just like any field guide.
That's what you were doing, is it?
It's quite another to rely on a trained naturalist to do the hard work for you.
I was doing no such thing.
Well, how else would you describe it?
I was simply trying to improve my skills by learning from a qualified professional. Rather than having to rely on self-professed experts...
I've never described myself as an
aren't
expert.
...quite as knowledgeable as they make themselves out to be.
However, I do think you might be underestimating the contribution that can be made by a gifted amateur.
Gifted? That's better than expert, isn't it?
Look, Robert...
Perhaps we'd better keep it a little quieter. You'll scare all the birds away. Yeah. You're probably right.
There's no need for us to fall out over a little thing.
No, absolutely not.
After all, it's not as if either of us is a competitive twinner.
No, indeed. We're just two enthusiasts.
Enthusiasts. Very good word. And if, as fellow enthusiasts, we were to keep each other informed about the success of our bird watching.
You keep each other informed?
Well, until the end of the year, say, using Birds of Borsetshire as our reference.
Ah, yes.
It would simply be for pleasure, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. Just a bit of fun.
There you go.
Any early ones?
Not yet, no. But won't be long till the first, I reckon.
And you're all stocked up?
Yep. Bring it on, I say, Ruth. The last lambing at Brookfield.
Pip's really keen to get stuck in.
Oh, that's great, but the uni work has to come first.
She knows that, David.
Especially as it's her final year.
And you've got Josh, too.
Well, the same applies to him. I know he's not finding college that easy.
Oh, that's a big jump from GCSEs to AS. We'll have to make sure he keeps on top of his homework.
Well, I haven't scheduled him for any night shifts.
Morning, both.
Morning.
Hi, Eddie.
Thought I might find you in here.
Just giving them some concentrate.
I was wondering if you worked out when you want me.
Oh, we were just talking about that, actually.
Oh, great.
OK, let's go and have a look at the whiteboard, shall we?
Right you are.
We've avoided your market, dear.
Oh, thanks.
Now, I've mainly gone for the days when you're in anyway.
Oh, that should work.
And I've given you a couple of nights towards the back end, look, when I'll be getting a bit desperate.
Yeah, I know. It can get with the lack of sleep.
So does that look doable?
Yeah. It looks great. Thanks.
Good.
I know I've said it before, but I'm going to miss this work when you leave.
Yeah, well... We'll miss you too, Eddie.
Brookfield's been a good steady earner for me these past few years.
And you've done a really good job for us, mate.
And who knows, BL might be able to give you some work once they take the place over.
Well, that's not going to happen, is it?
You never know.
Can't see them putting livestock on the land.
You never know. They'll have to do something with the steeper bits of Lakey Hill.
Yeah. That's where they'll stick their solar panels.
Don't say that.
Well, they're wind turbines. Won't be running sheep up there. Reckon the best I can hope for is cutting the lawns around Justin Elliott's mansion when he's built it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be a misery.
No, we understand.
It's this time of year. Gets you down, doesn't it?
It can do, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not blaming you. Oh, no, you didn't have no choice.
Well, no.
Ed's coming over later.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he said he wants a bit of advice.
Oh, maybe that'll be good news then.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's looking to expand the business.
Well, we'll see when he gets here.
It would be different if the house were full of men, someone to watch the rugby with him. He actually used the word coven last night.
No.
Yes. And he was going on about cycles synchronising. I told him at my and Lillian's age, the only cycles we'll be synchronising will be getting all our delicates ready for the washing machine. Well. Borchester Fire Brigade were called to attend a chimney fire at the home of Dr. R. Etheridge in Beddoe Drive, and the alarm was the very first to be raised via the newly inaugurated 999 telephone number.
Is that when it started, then?
Oh, it must be.
Strange, isn't it? It's the sort of thing you think's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
I had an odd conversation with Robert Snow yesterday.
Oh, yes?
In the shop. He was making some point about people turning gentle pastimes into competitive sports. I couldn't quite follow it, I must admit.
Oh, he'd probably had some run-in with Linda. She'd turned making the bed into an Olympic event. She's been on the phone offering me coaching for my Radio Borsetshire interview. Would you believe it?
I certainly would.
As if I've never been on the radio before.
What did you say?
Well, I gave her short shrift. As I told her...
Here it is.
Really?
The exact same photograph.
Oh, so it is.
Christmas comfort at the Cottage Hospital.
And when is it?
23rd of December, 1937.
Oh, Mr... Daniel Archer of Brookfield Open Air Dairy delivers Christmas cheer to those unfortunates who must spend their festive season in the confines of the Cottage Hospital. Oh, that's so exciting.
How strange.
Is Ed not here yet?
He's on his way. He rang about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, right, well, no point in doing anything else then.
Yeah, come in and have a warm.
Is there anything to soak up that coffee?
Your mum made some flapjacks before she went to the library.
Oh, brilliant. We could do with something to cheer me up.
Still thinking about Eddie?
Well, I was, and then I bumped into Bert. And they're still worried about what'll happen to their bungalow once Justin takes over. Frieda's got it into her head that he's going to demolish it.
Where's she got that idea from?
Well, if the rumours about this place are true...
Well, that's all they are, though. Rumours.
Mm. Anyway, I was trying to reassure Bert that whatever happens, Justin would have to offer them equivalent accommodation.
Yeah, but equivalent just means the same number of rooms, doesn't it? They wouldn't be guaranteed their lovely river frontage.
Yeah. And he feels that they're too old to up sticks now anyway. Which I've got a lot of sympathy for.
What about his garden?
Exactly. His pride and joy. After Frieda, of course.
He wouldn't want to start again from scratch, would he?
No. So, anyway...
Yeah?
Well, I can't do much, but I'll put in a word on their behalf. Oh, hi, Ed. Come on in.
Sorry, no, it's me.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Hi.
Hello, you too.
How did you get on at the library, Jill?
Very well.
Did you track down the picture?
Yes. And I've got a copy of the article, look.
Oh, right.
So it is definitely Dan, then?
Yes, it says so.
Well, it doesn't need to. That picture's so much clearer than the one on Jennifer's website.
Yes, it's obviously him, isn't it?
Mm.
What does it mean, open air dairy?
I've really no idea.
It's something to do with the cows staying out all year. There was quite a lot of it, apparently, before the war.
The whole thing's a puzzle. I can't remember your granddad ever talking about running a milk round.
And Dad never mentioned it. When was this exactly?
1937.
So Dad would have been...
About nine.
Mm. Maybe it didn't last very long.
It made me realise I don't know when the dairy herd started here.
No. Come in, Ed. Assuming it is Ed this time.
Morning.
Hi.
Hello.
I'll leave you to it.
Come and sit down, Ed.
Oh, thanks.
Can I keep hold of this, Mum?
Absolutely. I expect the boys would like to see it.
Ah.
Coffee?
Oh, thanks, yeah. Oh, I don't want to chase you away, Jill.
No, that's fine. I knew you had a meeting. I'll see you later.
Milk and sugar?
Two, please.
So, how are things, Ed?
Well, they're not great, if I'm honest.
Oh, you said you'd had a bit of bad news.
Yeah, I have. You know Mike's been trying to sell the milk round.
Because of the move to Birmingham?
Yeah. Well, up till now, he'd been looking for someone to take on the processing as well, so I'd still have an outlet for my milk.
Up till now?
Yeah. He's told me he can't guarantee that anymore. And there's no way that I could survive on what I'd get from a dairy company.
No, it's hard enough for us with our size of herd.
But to be honest, even with selling a mic, I'd been having problems. You know the 50 acres I rent from the estate?
Near the church?
Mm. Well, I got behind on the rent.
Oh, right.
And that wasn't the only bill that I couldn't pay.
So what's the position now?
Do you still owe rent?
No, I'm up to date for the minute.
Oh, well done.
But I had to sell 4 cows to do it.
Okay.
So what's the position on the land since you got behind?
Right, well, I talked to the TFA about that. If BO want me off, they'll have to give me a year's notice from next January.
Mm. So you're safe for a bit then?
Mm.
Have you thought about letting that land go and just running a smaller herd at Grange Farm?
Well, if I'm making a loss from 40 cows, how's cutting back to 20 going to help?
Yeah, fair point. Just trying to think of options.
Yeah, I know.
And are you making a loss?
To be honest, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to pay next quarter's rent. And that's if Mike's still selling my milk, so...
Well, I'm sorry, Ed. I'm not sure what to suggest.
Oh, you're beautiful, aren't you? I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you all. But all good things come to an end. Sometimes you've got to decide when it's time to go.
Edward?
Oh, hiya.
What you want a bit, son? Time to go.
It's over, Dad.
What do you mean? What's over?
Well, my dairy herd. I knew it was, even before I went round to Brookfield.
Oh, you've seen Ruth and David.
Yeah, I don't know why I bothered. I just had to say it out loud, I guess.
I know things are tough, son, but there's no need to give up, surely.
Do you notice anything about them?
They're fine-looking beasts. Do you credit?
And there's 4 less than there were last week.
I know, son.
And that's how it's going to be from now on. Either I sell them off one by one, pay the bills, or I get out now.
No.
I was mad to think I could ever make a go of it.
No, you wasn't. You was brave. I never knew no one so brave. Have you really decided?
Yeah.
Then that's a brave decision too. What are you going to do? After, I mean.
Well, with a bit of luck, once I've paid off all my debts, especially what I owe Oliver for the herd, might have a fair amount left over. I thought I'd buy a tractor, look for some contract work.
I see.
Well, if I can't be a farmer in my own right, that's the best I can hope for.
Don't beat yourself up, son. You've done so well against the odds. You have. Making money in milk nowadays. You've got to be the size of Barrow Farm to survive. But nobody can say you didn't try. You tried so hard.
Yeah, I tried hard. And I failed hard.
We'll be right back.
Is Ambridge your specialist subject? Try the quiz at bbc.co.uk/archers.